Southern Georgian Bay Chamber of Commerce has recognized 8 local businesses during this year's Achievement Awards. Held aboard the Georgian Legacy Thursday evening, the Chamber's annual honors went to a wide range of the local business community, from a maple syrup farm to a large-scale retailer. Our annual Business Achievement Awards offer well-deserved recognition to North Simcoe businesses for their successes and contribution to our community, Chamber General Manager Kathy Tate said. Captain Corbin was also aboard the pirate-themed event, with Georgian Shores Catering in Midland handling cooking duties. Judy Conton was there as the town crier, and Discovery Harbor staff were aboard to promote Pirates of the Bay happening this summer. There was also a silent auction with items donated by many local businesses and a costume contest where the prize was a dinner for 8 with desserts donated by the Boathouse Eatery. And now, without further ado, the winners are Agriculture Windley Farms. Windley Farms maple syrup began 31 years ago with the need to be self-sustainable. Initially, they developed bees, lumber, firewood, sawmill, and maple syrup. Eventually, over the years, we channeled our energies into one activity, that of maple syrup. They realized that in Ontario there were more than 3,000 maple syrup producers, so developing a model of experiential agricultural, which set its maple syrup operation apart from the other producers, was necessary. Their maple syrup farm offers the opportunity for people to come and learn, taste and experience what a maple operation is all about, during tours, farm crawls and large weekend events. Ambassador Kelly Kurtz, Midland Food Tours. Midland Food Tours offers visitors and locals alike a unique, local food experience. It's like a walking city tour, with delicious local snacks. There are food tours all over the world, but this is the first one in the Midland area. In 2022, Midland Food Tours partnered with 15 local restaurants and food shops to feature on their food tours. More than 200 guests came from the local area, Ontario, and out of the country. For 2023, 4 additional establishments will be featured on the tours. Community Support and Spirit. Midland Public Library. The Midland Public Library is excited to be Midland's community hub, and to provide access to exciting programs, services, and collections for all of North Simcoe. Last year saw the rebound, with significant increases in active members, material circulation, and online access. They're a key partner in building the community, collaborating with over 30 local groups, and providing annual programming that reaches roughly 10,000 people. New business DeFerrari Homes. DeFerrari Home evolved from an idea of bringing all elements of interior design and home decor together. From the original concept of all things home, grew other viable options. They have opened their doors as a lifestyle shop, welcoming everyone to their shop, offering interior decorating, paint workshops, furnishings, home decor, gifts, and a lovely cafe for guests. Outstanding business, small Meatland. The key success factor for the business is the level of service staff offers to the public. Each staff member is motivated to continue to go above and beyond to ensure each customer who walks in the door is happier when they leave. Established in 1959 on King Street in Midland, it moved to 229 Midland Avenue in 1967 and was purchased by the current owners, Kurt and Christine Nowak, in 1994. Outstanding business, medium-sized Penetanguishene Home Hardware. Penetanguishene Home Hardware works with Georgian Bay District Secondary School to offer a co-op training location. They work closely with the students and provide them with a unique job experience. They also joined forces with CLH and provide job experience for their clients. Kate has a solid, strong team that works tirelessly to ensure the business success. She is eternally grateful for their time and dedication. Outstanding employee, Liz Bagnall, Captain Ken's. Liz started in 1991. Part-time, then worked full-time within a year or two to establish the breakfast scene at Captain Ken's, and moved to full-time when another employee retired. Liz has always been a dedicated worker, hasn't missed shifts, and works long hours. Captain Ken's prefers having a small staff as it creates a more personal experience, and Liz has gotten to know all the regular customers and have become friends with them. Outstanding employer, Michael Ferris, Canadian Tire. Canadian Tire Midland, since Michael has taken ownership in 2014, has increased sales and growth dramatically. Canadian Tire Midland went from roughly $18 million annual sales to $30 million in annual sales as of late. This growth has created more jobs, employee development, and the ability to be more engaged in the community through donations and sponsorships. Canadian Tire also has what's called Jumpstart, its own charity for children and sports, where funds raised stay in the community for children's needs to get involved in sports activities. Over the past year, they have completed an expansion on the store, with retail floor space going from 42,000 square feet to 75,000. The renovated and dramatically bigger store has created at least 50 more jobs in the community.